Hello. What am I doing here? Oh, your wife invited me. I'm fully aware that you don't want to be here, in your new home, with your new wife. No. Funny enough, the divorce papers gave that away. But your new wife really is beautiful, isn't she? In every way. No, I don't think I will leave. See, I have a little story to tell you. It's about your wife, actually. Not your ex-wife, which is me, but your new wife. Your wonderful, fresh, flowery wife. You know, I was a little worried when you married her that she would be a bit tame for you. That her, how to put it, fucking would be a little vanilla for your tastes. I do so know how you love to be rough. I do believe the bruises around my throat are testament to that. On multiple occasions when we were married, to the point where people were starting to think that maybe you were knocking me around. But that's just the way I like it. She looks so delicate. But actually, she does rather lose it when she's all riled up. How do I know? Well, see, I realise I'm a bitch. I realise I'm a manipulative bitch. And I'm fully aware of why you left me. And see, when you got married, and I came on to you, and I tried to see just how strong this marriage was, and I tried to seduce you again, because I know that only I can do what you need. That was the problem with you leaving, wasn't it? So hard to leave me with all the dirty, nasty things I could do for you. But when you wouldn't cheat on your marriage, when you said your marriage was wholesome and amazing and secure, I beg to differ. And so when I seduced you into being unfaithful to her, I seduced her into being unfaithful to you. And she really does taste amazing. She's a keeper, I'm sure. Oh, you look positively panicked. And as you stand here next to me, the wife you fucked first, and the wife over there that you are now fucking, try not to realise in your head the image of my pussy rubbing against hers. Tribbing, I think it's called. She gets very enthusiastic, mashing her little cunt down against mine. She gets so wet. You can't avoid tasting it. Oh. You don't seem very happy about that. However, you are a little hard. I can see you, well, twitching a little behind your pants. They're a little too tight, you know. When? Oh, when you got back from honeymoon. What, 8 months ago now? I've been fucking your wife for about 8 months now. Is it fucking with two women? Yes, I guess it could be. She likes big toys. In her ass. In her pussy. Oh, she's not giving you her ass yet. Oh dear. Well, when she does, know that I'm the one that taught her. Take a nice thick dildo in the ass. You can thank me, really. Do something I know that will get stuck in your throat. she, what? No, I don't think we'll stop. Not at all. You can go and tell her if you like, and you can tell her to stop, but you'll burst the little bubble that is your honeymoon period still. You've probably got a year before that kind of starts to slide. Do you really want to ruin this marriage before it's really begun? How can you tempt me to stop? Well, let's see. You could fuck me. If you fuck me, I'd call it off with your wife. And you really don't want to go and confront her, do you? She'd be very upset. It would be traumatic for you. You'd be the laughing stock if, well, if you two had a row this early. Adultery already. I'd tell everybody that it was me who was fucking her. So what's it gonna be? Me and your wife have a date this evening. After your little soiree here. Oh yes, her gym session is actually with me. Oh, she'd be so mortified to tell you. For you to find out. So either you take me upstairs right now and fuck me. Or I'll be fucking your wife this evening. It's your choice. Ow, ow, ow. Ouch. Your hand is a little tight around the top of my arm. Where are we? Oh, I wondered what the upstairs of your house looked like. Now I know. Oh! What's wrong? You seem angry. Yes, I guess it's hard to talk with a cock in my mouth. Are you going to put one there? Is that it? Right now? You're going to face fuck me and then fuck my pussy before you go back down and kiss your wife? I know that when I kiss her on the cheek, I'll have had your cock in my mouth. The taste of you still on my lips. I promise. You fuck me right here, right now, and I will go downstairs and tell her our date is off. I'm so sorry. Tell her I've met somebody. Tell her I'm fucking somebody. Ah. Ow! That's my knees you pushed me down onto. You always were one for face fucking, weren't you, really? I must be out of practice. You know how loud I can get. I need something in my mouth to keep me fucking quiet, don't I? And now your cock is all glistening. Oh, do you know how wonderful it would be for me to see and to taste your cock with her juices still on it? See, that's... Yes, shoving a cock in my mouth is a good way to shut me up. What are you doing? Over the dressing. Okay, alright. Can I just pull my panties to size and fuck me now? Oh, you really are pissed at me, aren't you? Oh! 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 Fuck! Oh! 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 Fuck! Oh! You are going to need to put something over my mouth because I am not Yeah, able to stop from crying out. Yes, I like it when you pound my pussy hard. And you're so fucking angry at me right now too, aren't you? I know. Oh, fuck. Oh. I'm gonna come all over your fucking cock. I am. Come all over your fucking cock, that's it. Oh, what's the matter? Well, I would think you hate me now. Is this, is it what they call a hate fuck? Is that what it is? Is that? Oh, what, am I moving about? Ow! You smacked my fucking ass. Fuck, you are not gonna keep me quiet if you, feel your cum trickling down my legs. Yes, I will now leave your fucking wife alone. Oh, I do like getting what I want. Do you feel guilty now that you've cheated on her? Well, no, I guess knowing that she cheated on you first probably makes it a little easier about that. I was lying. I've never been anywhere near your cute little wife. No, she didn't invite me. I told her you did. Oops, that may be a little bit of an argument later. Inviting the ex-wife's normally not done, really, is it? Oh dear. Anyway, bye.